Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It is 10 o'clock, and we are live on Blog Talk Radio. This is, of course, Matt Chet. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and as is fairly common, I am joined by none other than Northern Wrestling Federation ring announcer, Miss Callie.
Good evening, Ace. How are you?
I'm doing well. And tonight we have a big show on the heels of a very big show.
Big doesn't even describe this past Saturday night in Fairfield. Fan Fest 11, the biggest event of the Northern Wrestling Federation. Each and every year, Fan Fest just gets bigger and bigger, and this year, ladies and gentlemen, was no exception. I mean, top to bottom, front to back, the whole day was full of excitement and the matches. Oh my God, the fans came out the biggest winners of all in that whole day, because there was not a match on that card that happened that night that did not live up to the expectations. I mean, you look at, and I mean, I'm not just even talking the title matches. You had none other than Christopher Michael Lotus pulling off a huge victory in the Northern Wrestling Federation's first ever No Mercy match. And let me tell you what, we may not have known what a No Mercy match was, but I can guarantee you neither opponent showed the other one any mercy. Speaking of members of the Crimson Mafia, Wildcat Chris Harris did pick up a victory over Jesse Hyde with the help of, though, however, the returning Lord Crew. No one even knew Lord Crew was in the building, and it was quite the shock to myself and to the Army when Lord Crew came out and interfered and helped Wildcat Chris Harris pick up that huge victory. In our first ever Badge of Honor match, Ricky Cardinal got the submission victory over young upstart Lexus Montez. I'm not 100% sure things got settled there, but I guarantee you, Lexus Montez will not forget the name Ricky Cardinal anytime soon. In that huge strap match between two of the biggest men in the Northern Wrestling Federation, Mr. Reality Check and Muldoon. Muldoon managed to gain a victory over the more experienced Mr. Reality Check. We had our first ever Wide World of Sports match. And let me tell you, sporting equipment, every piece of it came into play. And some of it was kind of peculiar to see used in a wrestling ring. That was between Brody Cormick and Big League. I mean, we saw a basketball hoop, a bowling ball, shoulder pads, and hoo-day, baby, we had a Bengals helmet in there. Big League
now,
did manage to pick up the victory over the usually not in a wrestling match, though. Yeah, there's been a few, but I mean,
it is definitely one of the more odd...
Yes.
Weapons to be used.
Speaking of our youngsters, David Tyler and Jordan Clearwater had that street fight match against Tough Justice for the Northern Wrestling Federation Tag Team Championship. And the youngsters, although myself included, had their doubts as to whether or not they were ready for that kind of a match on that stage against two men with the experience of Ryan Stone and Matt Stevens. Well, let me tell you what, folks. we do have new Northern Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions. And they are Jordan Clearwater and David Tyler. In the Ultimate Ladder match, with the Unified Championship held high above that ring, let me tell you what, folks, Jay Donaldson and Calypso did not let anybody down in that match. I saw stuff. There were times in that match I thought I was about to have a heart attack. They scared the living bejesus out of me. Though walking out, obviously we went into that match because the title was held up with no champion. We were going to have a new champion. And that is the man from Black River, Jamaica, Calypso. In what was one of the most personal matches, the Northern Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Championship, Nasty Russ versus the Titan inside the steel cage. We saw multiple things come into play in that match. I mean, obviously, you know, you involve emotions, you're going to see things come into play you don't expect to always see. But then we saw Nasty Russ's Goon Squad come out, which, of course, you see one of them come out. Roger Ruffin came out to even the odds. Then we found out there's two goons. So Big Mama comes out to even the odds. And let me tell you what, you haven't seen anything until you see Big Mama fly. She dove from the top of that cage to the outside. That was a sight to see, let me tell you. Unfortunately, however, well, I shouldn't necessarily say unfortunately. We did see the crowning of a new Northern Wrestling Federation tag team, a new Northern Wrestling Federation heavyweight champion, and that is the man from Las Vegas, Nevada, Nasty Russ. And then we had what was considered to be probably one of the largest, not because of the number of people, but just the mass of humanity in that ring for that fatal four-way for this NWF Tri-State Championship. You saw Chiron, who is one of the biggest and strongest men to ever step foot in the NWF. You saw the one-man wrecking crew, T-Money, who we've noted on multiple occasions. The boy is just, I don't think he knows how strong he is. You saw defending champion, legendary Larry D. Also well-noted, freakishly strong individual. And then you had everybody's homie, Pompano Joe. Obviously, he wouldn't be the odds-on favorite based on size. But I will say this. What he lacked in size, he made up for in cunningness and in experience. Because we did see that night the crowning of a new Tri-State champion. And he is everybody's homie, Pompano Joe.
And he is our guest.
That's right.
Pompano
Everyone's
Joe, welcome to the show.
Hello. That's right. Everyone's homie is now everyone's Tri-State champion.
I can honestly say that match, we had a discussion a couple nights before the show, and we kind of went back and forth as to who was going to win what. I mean, obviously, you know, you look at guys like Chiron, T-Money, Larry D. You can see why they would be the easy picks. And obviously, you know, you showed you don't have to be the biggest dog in the fight to win the fight.
It was definitely, definitely had my work cut out for me. 3D, Chiron, T-Money, those are all, I think they're probably the three of the strongest competitors in the NWF. At one point, I got knocked out of the ring, and I don't know what happened, but I had to do what was necessary, and whether it whether it be bringing in a chair or using a little bit of the powder, I did walk away with a tri-state champion, and I intend on keeping it for a long time.
Tom Pinocchio, you realize, being the Northern Wrestling Federation tri-state champion, you now have a target on your back for coming from everybody that is looking to make a mark in this company. We already knew you, like, I've noticed over the last, even the last year, you had multiple battles with, going all the way back to last Fan Fest, with individuals such as Nasty Russ, with the now former champion, the Titan. We've seen you go back and forth over the last few months with legendary Larry D. Obviously, you have become a force to be reckoned with within the company.
That's right. I've been coming up just a little bit short the past couple of months. But FanFest, I prevailed. I am now the Tri-State Champion. And just like my dance contest earlier in the evening, I'll take on all competitors. And just like that dance contest, I'll outmaneuver every single one of them.
I can agree. You did take on all comers in that dance contest, and that was definitely some very stiff competition, because I saw dancers I didn't know really existed, but I digress from that. So who do we have that's going to be – who do you have your sights set on? Who do you think is going to be coming after you? I mean, obviously, multiple people want that title.
Well, we have a lot of up-and-comers in the NWF right now. So there's a long list. I mean, Calypso just got the Unified Championship, so he might have his hands full at the moment. Same for the youngins, the new tag team champions – David Tyler and Jordan. I don't know, really, whoever wants to bring it, they can go ahead and bring it on. Whether it be somebody out of the past, Christopher Michael Lotus, or Jesse Hyde, or one of the new guys, I'm ready for the challenge.
I mean, obviously, I think legendary Larry D would probably be one of the top on that list to challenge for that.
Well,
considering he is the former champion.
I mean, that's the path I have to come down, and that's the path I'll have to get around. I am now the champion, and I'll do whatever it takes to hold on to that belt. If Larry D thinks he can, I'll just let him know that, homie, don't play that.
I can definitely see somebody like T-Money, who, if I saw right, caught a face full of powder, looking for a little retribution coming after that title again.
He may have come up just a little bit short of FanFest, and if he wants a shot at the Tri-State title, he'll come up a little bit short once again.
Very confident champion, I will give you that. Individuals such as the Mercenary, who really never lost the Tri-State championship last FanFest. So, I mean, even individuals like that could be coming after that title. Who is another individual who will stop at nothing to get what he wants.
Competition is tough around here. I'm looking forward to all these exciting matches. We got Bone Crushers coming up on September 2nd, Fairfield September 16th. We'll see what's in store.
Pompano Joe, I got a feeling you're going to have your hands full for quite a while, because you definitely made quite the list of them.
I have a tri-state title that I'm holding right now. So definitely my hands will be full for a while.
And for all we know, we could even see Big Mama come after that title. I mean, we don't discriminate around there, correct?
Well, if she wants the title shot, let's sign it up and we'll see, and we'll find out why home don't play that either.
I know you had an opportunity. You've been around for quite some time. You've seen a lot of the angst that go on at FanFest. the fun with the fans, everything. Aside from obviously your huge victory, what would you say was probably one of the top matches of that evening or surprising events of the evening?
All the matches were spectacular. That ladder match just pulled everyone out of their seats. Those guys did some amazing stuff. So I'd have to probably go with the ladder match.
I can't disagree with that. I mean, that pulled Nate Kelly from the commentary with some of the things that went on in that match. That was definitely a jaw-dropping match. And, of course, you know, no stranger to gentlemen such as Nasty Russ, who is now our new NWF champion. But still, I will give credit where credit's due. You pulled a real rabbit out of the hat, being able to defeat those three gentlemen for that Tri-State Championship.
Like I said, I'm not bigger than any of the guys in the match, but I am a lot smarter. I use the rules to my advantage. And little did they realize that I was going to bring a steel chair, maybe a little something else. I'll do whatever it took. I picked up the victory.
I will give you that. You do what it takes to get the W. Because I've stated this on multiple other shows. You know what you have to do to manipulate the rule to your advantage.
Sometimes if you need the referee to look a certain way, or if you just read the rules a little bit closer, you'll find that you can use them to your advantage. Sometimes it works for you. Sometimes it works backfire. So luckily at FanFest, it prevailed for me. Picked up the victory.
That you did, my friend. So you're willing to take on all comers. I'm looking forward to seeing you take on some of these individuals. I definitely know two gentlemen that, while they may not be in the title picture at the moment, know you very well, and I think could provide a great challenge. Gentlemen such as Jesse Hyde and Christopher Michael Lotus, who you've dealt with for several years.
Yeah, I know those two very well. We started Bone Crushers all at the same time. It was about 15 years ago, and we've battled back and forth. Me and Jesse were a team for 10 years. We've held the NWF Tag Team Championships multiple times. Me and Lotus, we battled over the lightweight championship over 15 years ago. I remember at the first Fairfield, Ohio show, Jesse Hyde, Lotus, I, and the American Eagle had a four-way match that was pretty memorable.
I'm willing to go on the limb and say anytime that you four are in the ring, it's usually pretty memorable. Because while you may not always get the credit you're due, and I will say this, I feel in a lot of cases you have been highly underrated. I think the last year has changed a lot of people's mindset as far as how they want to perceive Pompano Joe. You're not all fun and games and dancing.
You know what I tell those people?
What's
homie,
that?
Don't play that.
Very, very true. Homie does not play that. Buy the shirt. They say it all. He is everybody's homie, and homie, don't play that. So you did. You started relatively around 15 years ago. You've had some spectacular matches. You've held championships. You've been the person that the crowd loves. You have obviously been the person the crowd loves to hate. Who would you say are probably some of your toughest competitors, past and present?
Through the years, there's been a bunch. Most notably, Virus. He's one tough competitor. We've had a series of matches throughout the years. We had tag matches with me and Jesse going up against him and I. Me and Nasty Rough had some good ones. Me and Titan recently had a chair match that was pretty brutal. There's been many Thunderdome matches and Countdown Brawls. All those are great. It seems like we top each one every year.
That is definitely one thing I will give yourself as well as both former, current, and new competitors in the NWF. No matter what, the bar goes up each and every year. And each and every year, we seem to exceed past the previous year. I can't say that I've ever seen it where that company has been what some people would call stagnant or just kind of walking a safe line. Yourself as well as a lot of the other gentlemen believe in going out, giving 110% and putting it all out there. And that is one thing I will commend everyone on. Love you, hate you, love them, hate them, it don't matter.
That's right. Take pride to get out.
That is very true. You don't believe it? Look at the Walls and Bone Crushers. It says it loud and clear. Pompano Joe, I remember seeing you years and years ago at the Madison Theater. I've seen you fly. I've seen you when you've been probably one of the most beloved people around. I've seen you when some people would say you were narcissistic. I can honestly, I've seen you grow over the last 15 years. While I don't always agree with the tactics, I've seen you grow, I've seen you develop, and honestly, while I may not necessarily always, like I said, don't always agree with the tactics, I do think you earned the victory at FanFest. It was hard fought, and I was sitting there when you got pounced from the ring, which
yeah,
I have to say that looked like that was kind of a rough landing.
I don't know where that came from. I got knocked right out of the ring. It was one of the scariest rides I've ever been on.
You know,
I think I was out of it after that point.
I could definitely see why. I mean, that had to be like getting hit by a freight train because literally I didn't see where he came from either. I saw you running towards one corner and all of a sudden I saw you going over the top rope. I'm like, well, okay. So honestly, I was really rather surprised to see you win after that because that, like you said, that just looked like a rough landing.
Well, it was about
I
knew I about had my limit, so I had to go grab that chair that I had planted under the ring. So, I mean, it all worked out for me. Luckily, I was able to sneak in there, and I I believe I hit Tyron with it pretty good, and luckily I snuck a win. So it's a happy FanFest day for me.
That definitely was. There was definitely a celebration at FanFest.
Not so much related to your T-Money or Chiron or for any of the NWF fans or Army, but for me, I'll take it.
You heard it. He'll take the victory. He'll take the win any way he can get it. So remember, he's taking on all challengers. That is out to the locker room. You heard it here. Pompano Joe will take on all challengers. And I personally, I don't know who you're facing because I'm not privileged enough to find out until the front office releases that information. I'm kind of interested and anxious to see who you take on Saturday night, September 2nd, when we make our return to Bone Crushers. And I'm really interested for Saturday, September 16th, to see if any of these gentlemen that were in that match with you decide they want a challenge for that title. Because all four of you put it out there, you were the one that came out victorious.
Well, like
you've
I
been
said,
on kind of streak here, so.
Competition's tough in NWF, and I'm ready, whether it be at Bone Crushers, whether it be in Fairfield, I'll be there.
You heard it, folks. He's going to be at Bone Crushers. He's going to be in Fairfield. And I'm going to say it's probably safe to guess that on Saturday, October 4th, we may also see you defend that title possibly in Wilmington when we return to the Clinton County Fairgrounds.
Yes, I'll bring that tri-state title into Wilmington. I'm going to leave Wilmington with it also.
Who of the up-and-comers have really impressed you the most? I mean, you've been around for a long time, so you've seen a lot of guys come and go. And you know what it takes to make it. You've been around guys that have made it. Of our young upstarts, guys like Lexus Montez, obviously Calypso, Clearwater, Tyler, even Adam Swayze, who of them have impressed you the most?
And all those kids show some promise. They still need some fine-tuning. But that just comes with experience and it comes with training. I've picked it up over the years, and if they step into the ring with me, I'll be sure to pass it along one way or another, the hard way. I prefer, give them a little firsthand knowledge. But really, all those guys step it up and all the guys that you just mentioned, Lexus, Calypso, Jordan, David Tyler, I mean, they all have bright futures in the NWF, and as long as they stick with it and train hard, they're going to keep improving.
Who influenced you the most when you started? I mean, there's a far different group around then than there is now. Obviously, as time progresses, people progress, but who would you say influenced you the most?
In the NWF, my biggest influence, of course, is Roger, and definitely Psycho Sam Cody. And then when I came in, Chad Allega, Carl Anderson was just a couple years in himself. He was starting to have some really good matches, so he kind of pushed us all to become better and train harder.
Would you say seeing guys like Carl Anderson make it to where he's at now is kind of still kind of motivating the guys that started when you started, as well as pushing these young kids?
Of course, it's always motivating just to know that those guys came from where you came from. And personally, I just love seeing guys I know succeed. I love to see them be able to make a living doing what they love.
Yes, very true. Papa Joe, I would very much like to thank you for joining us this evening. I want to sincerely congratulate you on becoming the new Northern Wrestling Federation Tri-State Champion. Yes, you are. Everyone's homie, whether can't speak for everybody agreeing with that, but I look forward to see what the future holds for you as far as your upcoming challengers. I find it very admirable that you've agreed to take on all challengers. And we will see you Tuesday night, September 2nd, 6105 Vine Street in Elmo Place. Remember, that is a special 7 p.m. bell time. And get your tickets.
That's for Saturday night.
Yeah, it is. Most of our events are on Saturday nights. That includes Bone Crushers on Saturday, September 2nd. If you miss FanFest, make sure you check out Bustin' Loose, see the highlights. And whatever you do, don't wait. Get tickets as soon as they go on sale for all of our live events, whether it be Fairfield, Wilmington. The NWF is on the road, folks. Get your tickets. Get them fast. We do sell out. You don't want to miss the new Tri-State Champion, everybody's homie, Pompano Joe, as he defends that title against all comers. Pompano Joe, I wish you the greatest of luck and the most success in the world with that. It was a pleasure having you on here. Yes, sir?
I appreciate you having me on. I look forward to showing you all what I have and defending this belt.
Once again, sir, I wish you the best of luck. Thank you for being such a wonderful, 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 wonderful guest. And I definitely look forward to seeing you in action Saturday night, September 2nd, at Bone Crushers.
I will be there at Bone Crushers, September 2nd.
Ace, would you like to add anything?
I just want to thank you also for being on the show, and I'm looking forward to eventually coming to see you defend that title myself.
We'll see you soon.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are about out of time. I want to thank Pompano Joe for being on the show. I didn't mean to make that rhyme, but I want to thank Miss Callie, of course, for handling that interview. Don't forget, next week, 10 o'clock, Tuesday night, we're still in negotiations on a guest, but I have a feeling it's going to be a good one. Miss Callie, once again, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, mate.
I'll be talking to you soon.
Yes, you will.
So for the brand new NWF Tri-State Champion, Pompano Joe, for my co-host, Miss Callie, this is Ace Diamond. Have a good night, everybody.